What's one thing that's made a difference in your marriage to help your marriage last? Maybe you've been married 5 years, 10 years, or maybe 50 years. I know for myself, my wife Donna and I, it's not only been commitment, but just love and just caring for each other and keeping each other as a priority. That's been important. What about you? What's one thing? Hey, I'm Dr. Randy. Welcome to Intentional Living. We got a best of Intentional Living program today with some great calls. And as we're celebrating this Valentine's season, and this time to really, by the way, as a reminder, I hope you're celebrating your marriage. We'd love to hear what one thing has helped you to develop a long-term marriage. What's one thing that you would commit to maybe for the next 21 days or 30 days to build a new habit? And if you're willing to share that with us on our comment line at 888-888-1717, then come on over to our website. We have a spot where you can request the one thing wristband as a way of saying thanks and also getting involved in this journey with us. So share the comment, 888-888-1717, and then go to theintentionallife.com/WB. That's for wristband, theintentionallife.com/WB. Today, focusing on marriage, listen, I'll tell you what, life is won or lost in the moments. And today, we're going to hear some great stories of people making a decision in the moments for one thing for their marriage.
What's one thing that you're going to do intentionally for your marriage? In the Bible, it says that a man should make the final decision. And I think that's a hard thing for, especially as baby boomers, to do, because we as women, we have all that power that we want to display, and it truly is hard. We need to take time and let our husbands be husbands and the man of the family, and to show our sons and daughters that as we're bringing them up in a biblical fashion, that is the way that we should do according to the Bible.
Hi, my name is Becky, and I was calling because I've been very frustrated with my husband and what I view as a lack of his walk with the Lord. And the way I've been intentional is trying to show ways that I love him, show the love of Jesus to him in the way he needs rather than what I feel how I need him to be. And it has paid great dividends to us in our relationship, and I continue to watch him grow in steps.
With your messages on living intentionally in regard to my husband, I have been looking at the bad in him and not seeing the good. So I intentionally decided that I would tell him the good things I see in him. What I noticed was that caused him to want to even be a better husband and father, but I also saw a change of needs.
Good for you. Boy, there's a lot of wisdom there. Expectations minus reality will equal disappointment. And we heard a couple messages there of saying, hey, you know, I've learned I've got to get off my spouse's back if they don't measure up to what I think they should be or how I think they should live or how spiritual they should be. No one died and made us the Holy Spirit in our spouse's life, right? Come on. I think we understand the essence here, that it's easy for us to look into our marriage, into our spouse's life, and see how their habits should be changed. I think it was Mark Twain that made that statement. It's easy to see how habits should be changed in someone else, not ourselves. And the Bible talks about the speck and the log, doesn't it? In our eye versus theirs. Okay, today, what one thing makes long-term marriages work? I'd like to know. What do you think? Let's go to Jerry. Listens in Arizona. Hi there, Jerry.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What do you think?
Well, an elderly lady that was celebrating her 75th anniversary, I asked her what was the key to her and her husband celebrating the 75th anniversary, and she said, we kiss each other goodnight and tell each other every night that we love each other no matter what happened in the day, whether it was a disagreement or a happy day or something. And that has really helped me. And our parents, they were not, we were not raised Christian, but they taught us to respect other people. So we respect each other.
Mm. How long have you been married, Jerry?
It's going to be 43 years, but we were separated because he wanted to go his way. And one day my daughter told him, Dad, Mom's available. Why don't you get remarried? And we did.
Hmm. Wow.
So we were married 10 years, and then he went his merry way. And then we got back together, and we're going on 14 years now.
Well, good for you, Jerry. You certainly would know, based on 10 years of experience of separation and hurt and pain, that commitment, but also it's the daily action. It's those little things that make a difference. Making a commitment, sticking with the commitment, speaking into our spouse's life every day, letting them know we love them, appreciate them. Huge difference. Thank you, Renee. Appreciate it. Jerry. Renee's on the line now. Hi, Renee.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. How long you been married, Renee?
I'm 12 years.
12 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what do you think made these 12 years work for you?
Well, I think the key thing for us is that, you know, it's not always marital bliss, but I think for the most part, we've had a really good relationship. And when we've had issues that have come up, we actually talk about them and we make changes based on our conversation. We just don't look at it one-sided. We both kind of look at each other's perspectives and make necessary changes and, you know, keep moving forward with it. And for me, I've never been married before, and my husband was, and I told him that when I get married, I'm only getting married one time. So I think that for me, I've always had that perspective that I'm going to make it work. And yeah. I think that in his mindset, he's changed his mindset to be like that as well, that's why we listen to each other and make those changes.
Yeah. Let me tell you what you've done, Renee. You know it because you're experiencing it. But for others, here's what I think I've heard from Renee and her husband. They're careful to take positions. One of the things that we do in our marriage is take positions from time to time. And we take positions about our spouse, you this or you that, or you make up our mind about how they respond in life or what we think about them. And I'll tell you, this is a truth, and you get nothing else out of this half hour. This is a truth that we'll preach and is worth remembering. Whenever we take a position in life, then we have to defend that position. And it's easy in our marriage to take positions too quickly. Now, we need to have values and beliefs, but we also need to negotiate and talk and love and forgive, compromise at times, coming to agreement. But whenever we put our foot down, as it were, and not willing to communicate, boy, I'll tell you, then you defend that position. We have a defensive marriage. Defensive marriages ultimately will become disillusioned marriages and defective marriages and defeated marriages. I've seen it over and over. So what I hear you saying, Renee, is you guys are willing to talk, work it out, disagree, agree to disagree at times even.
Yes, definitely.
Which is powerful. All right, thank you, Renee. Appreciate your call. Keep listening.
Thank you.
All right, and I hear the little one there too. Hey, we're talking marriage today. One thing that makes marriages last. 888-888-1717.
Talking about intentional living, and with my marriage, I have the opportunity to take my wife out to lunch every Tuesday and really enjoy that time. We share maybe something about our day or something that is, the Lord is showing us in our own walk.
But I'm living intentionally by sticking with Him and trying to care for Him.
The one thing that I do to be intentional in our marriage is always kiss my wife before I go to work and when I come home.
So I intentionally decided that I would tell him the good things I see in him, and they could just be little things I saw here and there. And what I noticed was that caused him to want to even be a better husband and father, but I also saw a change in me.
We've decided to live intentionally would be, we've really been putting forth an effort to pray together each night before we go to bed. We've also been devoting some time on our day off to a Bible study.
Good for you. Good for you. Those are great, great ideas. You can join us on Facebook. Tell us what's the key to a long-term marriage. People are talking on Facebook/intentional living. Barbara's in Georgia today. Hey, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. The sun is shining, and it's a beautiful day.
That's terrific. Hey, yep. How long have you been married, Barbara?
We've been married 33 years.
All right. What have you learned about this thing of making marriage work?
Well, this is our second marriage, both of us. And before we got married and had decided to get married, we sat down and made a list of what our expectations were of each other. And we went down that list, and one of the things that we promised each other was that we would not do anything to jeopardize our marriage. We're adults. If we want to be married, we're going to be married, and that that our marriage would always be in the forefront. And then we also promised each other that when we got into an argument, no matter how bad it got, that divorce and separation was not an option to even come up. And it has worked for us. We've in fact never even had to remind each other of those promises. So 33 years later, 3 kids later, 4 grandkids later, we're still going and still just as much in love as we were, probably more in love than we were when we got married. So I'm real proud of that.
What about your kids? How have you been teaching your kids about life and marriage?
Well, we lost one of our children. One of our children died from an accident 20 years ago. He was our oldest, and we went through that. So we have gone through a lot of trauma. Our daughter is amazed that we're still married because all of the friends that she has ever had, the parents have been divorced. And so I think that she really takes notice in how we conduct our marriage. And not only that, but the kids have always been involved. It's always been a family, and they just see how we treat each other, and that to me is really important, the affection. My husband never lets a day pass by that I don't get a kiss and a hug when he walks in from work. He says he loves me all the time. I do the same with him. We just, I don't know, it's not so much as teaching them with words, but more with action, right. I guess.
That's the way to do it. Kids are, and even adult children, they catch more than they learn from our words. They see how we behave and how we respond and how we treat each other, and that's what matters most. Very good. Thank you, Barbara. Appreciate your call.
Thank you. Thank you for your show.
I'm sorry, I cut you off there. What were you saying, Barbara?
I said, thank you for your show. I love it.
Well, good. Thank you for calling, and take care of yourself there in beautiful Georgia. Georgia on my mind.
Hi, this is Debbie from Kansas. One thing that my husband and I did when we got married was we discussed what we would do and what we wouldn't do, and I told him that I didn't take out the trash, mow the lawn, or put up the Christmas tree lights. And so he does all that, and I promised him I'd never take the remote control out of his hand. God bless.
Hi, Dr. Randy Carlson. The one intentional thing that I've noticed that is working for my marriage is I bought that book, The Power of a Praying Wife. My prayers have changed in the sense that I'm asking the Lord to change me, and I'm asking the Lord to soften my husband through my prayers and allow him to feel the effects of my prayers. Thank you so much.
Hi, Dr. Carlson. This is Jean from Mesa, Arizona. And my one thing that I'm doing and that is working really good is intentionally being nice to my husband and not nagging and being as pleasant a person as I can to live with. And I've really noticed a difference in him. Our marriage is not perfect, but we're getting there. So thank you. Bye.
I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute, and I have a question from a listener that says, what do you mean, Randy, when I hear you talk about parent up and power down? Great question. What I mean by it is simple. Grow a parenting backbone. God has placed you in a position of authority in your home, but you don't do that by default into being powerful, because powerful parenting creates a negative environment, and it often creates powerful children as well. In fact, in all my experience over the years, if I see a really powerful child, there's usually a powerful parent nearby. So can I encourage you intentionally when you're parenting to keep your cool, set clear expectations and boundaries,
and then quietly follow through. And when you do, that's intentional living.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Right now is the perfect time to book your summer cruise because the cabins on the Intentional Living Alaska Cruise are going fast. Book yours today at theintentionallife.com. Get away and grow closer to God in Alaska. Enjoy your very own cabin on board a Holland America first-class cruise ship and be encouraged with insight from Dr. Randy Carlson, host of Intentional Living.
There's so much wisdom to be learned and gained with Intentional Living, and that's what it is.
We have been blessed to be married 34 years, and we really think that it's time for just a little refresher.
You'll also join in worship with special guest Mike Weaver of Big Daddy Weave. But God. Book today with only a down payment and no cancellation fees through March 8th. Receive a special discount when you book online. The Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska, June 12th through the 19th. Go to theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, we're inviting you to come and join us on this great week, the Alaska Cruise from Intentional Living. My wife, Donna, and I, Evan Carlson, his wife, Kelly, the president of the ministry, will be there. And then, of course, Mike Weaver, Big Daddy Weave, leading us in worship. And he'll be teaching along with his wife. We're just going to have a great week, celebrating life and breathing some fresh air. So come and get your cabin reserved. We have limited space available, and I can't think of a better day than today for you to get you and your spouse a cabin and get reserved for June 12th through 19th, the cruise to Alaska. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. You'll see all the information on the cruise, and you can get registered today. A lot of the information is there. If you have questions, there's information on how to get those questions answered. But mostly, we want to make sure you get a cabin reserved today. Go to theintentionallife.com. We're focusing on marriage, and you know, one of the things we'll do on the cruise is talk about marriage, about relationships, and about living an intentional life in Christ. Great time of worship and praise together, and seeing the greatest sights on the planet. You're going to enjoy it. So again, get the information today and get reserved for that cabin at theintentionallife.com.
Having instant access to important information is something we've come to expect as part of life in this day and age. And now, you can have instant access to a plan for success in every area of your life with the mobile app from the Intentional Living Center. Search by topic for audio and video clips from Dr. Randy Carlson on things like marriage, finance, parenting, and more.
I will show you how to create a clear picture for your future.
You can interact with the Intentional Living blog and even listen to the daily program at a time that works for you. Download it today for instant access to things that matter from the Intentional Living Center.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy?
All right. Thank you, Kurt, and welcome. We're live, as you can tell, here in our studios at Intentional Living today, talking marriage, what makes marriage work. The Bible speaks about the power of marriage, the importance of marriage, and the reason I think God spent time talking about marriage in Scripture is because it is, as he says, a picture of his love for the church. In other words, marriage is a picture of the bride and the bridegroom, the husband and the wife. That's what it is. It's a picture. And that's one of the reasons that we as Christians need to make a big deal about marriage. Forget all the, for a second, all the obvious issues of pain and suffering and struggling when marriages fail and kids that are disrupted and financial messes. Hey, listen, I've seen it, been there, and watched that happen in people's lives. But just to imagine this beautiful picture that God has given that gets sort of shattered. Now, the good news is God is a God of forgiveness. You know, the scripture says in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just, there's justice, to forgive us and cleanse us from unrighteousness. And so God is a God of second and third chances, and that's good news. Otherwise, we wouldn't even be here today, any of us. God is a God of second chances. But I'll tell you, wherever we stand today on this day in history in this 21st century, we have an obligation based on what we know today, what we believe, what God has done in our life, to be as intentional as we can in following Him, moving forward, not with the regrets of the past hanging around our neck, but with passion for the future as we move forward. Okay, taking calls on one thing that makes marriage work and last. Becky's in Michigan. Hi there, Becky.
How are you doing, Randy?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Fantastic. What is the one thing that you'd like to contribute today?
Well, I would have to say my husband and I are we have a very strong faith base. Mm-hmm. And so every day we say, we give our life to God and we say, you know, whatever is meant to be today, God, that we can, you know, we can help or do, you know, whatever. And so we believe that whatever happens, good or bad, is meant to be. And, you know, we have to, you know, help someone through it or help ourselves through it. And we have a good sense of humor with that. And that's what gets us through no matter what happens. We said this, you know, we gave our day to God, so it just seems to work for us.
You know, there are so many potholes in life, Becky, we can get caught in throughout life. And if you're going to be married more than a day or two, there's a lot of potholes. I mean, you know,
right.
Things that are said or tragedies that occur or any number of things. And getting up and saying, hey, this ultimately is in God's hands. We believe that. We play the part that we've been
right.
called to play. And then you just keep moving. It's a matter of keeping moving every day.
That's true.
So you both have a good sense of humor?
We very much do. Yes, we do.
So you can laugh with each other and not at each other, I guess.
That's right. We're very optimistic. We help in our community. We always try and bring friends and family to the faith, and you know, seeing things on on the positive side. And after mm-hmm. 30 years of marriage, we've met a lot of people. You know, and
Becky, not everybody's so positive though. There's people listening who really wrestle because of personality or the way they're wired,
right.
It's easy to get into a down, you know, kind of a funk in life and get stuck. What helps you stay up?
Well, you know, we're both educators, and we see, my husband's a teacher and I'm a teacher's aide, and we see that, and we live with a lot of our students whose home lives are not the greatest. And so we just know that if we can put a smile on their face and help them to see the positive and get through today and, you know, make decisions that, you know, you're going to look at things in not always a negative light.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, when you do that, you always have a smile for them. And it seems to make our day at the end of the day when we can, you know, share, you know, how blessed we are and that, you know, we think that, you know, that we're helping others around us.
All right. Bingo. You hit it right there. And I think as we dug a little deeper, we got to the core of how you stay positive in life. Get outside your own stuff. Get outside of your own aches and pains and problems, which is not easy to do for some of us, and focus on helping others. The scripture says, don't think only of your own interest, but also the interest of others.
Hi, this is Erin, and every day I try to, when my husband gets home, to meet him at the door and to kind of make it exciting for everyone and bring everyone's attention to the fact that the head of our family's home and what a great time it is. Every day when he gets in, let him know how appreciated he is.
I just wanted to let you know that I have been very, very blessed with my husband of 45 years. Every day we both make intentions of saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, and have a terrific day and a kiss and a hug and however you are, I love you no matter what. Just wanted to let you know. Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Hi, I just wanted to leave a message about what I think is probably the most intentional thing we ever have done for our marriage, and that is that we take time to pray together every single morning, and we've been doing that for almost 23 years, and it's amazing what happens in your marriage when you're both just completely there before the Lord together. All I can say is it's not only was it intentional, but it's a life-transforming and a marriage-transforming thing. So God bless everybody. Bye.
I think some of you are probably thinking, oh, that's pretty mushy, meeting at the door and or saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, even praying together. But I'll tell you what, listen, I've been at this a long time. I've worked with hundreds and thousands of couples over the years. Your marriage is won and lost in the moments. And I love what Aaron was saying. I meet him at the door just to, hey, let's just have a great evening. So many times a wife can come home from work or a husband come home from work or both come home at the same time from work, and you're down and you're discouraged and things are said and you feel grumpy and you feel angry, and that's the way your evening will go. It makes a difference. I'll tell you what, if you took the next 21 days and made a commitment to say, I'm just going to speak encouragement into my spouse's life. That doesn't mean at times we're not going to talk about other issues, but I'm going to speak words of encouragement into their life. It will change your marriage. So what is that one thing for you? I'd love to have you share it on our comment line. Tell us what it is, 888-888-1717. And then you can go over to our website at theintentionallife.com and get that wristband to join us on that 30-day challenge. Will you do it? All right, 888-888-1717. You and I, because of the fallen nature of humanity and because we all live in a fallen world, are going to have many successful moments and we're going to have many miserably failed moments in our life. You can't get around it. And one of the things about intentional living is we don't focus on being perfect, because we're not perfect. God's perfect. But the moments in time will determine ultimately the outcome of the ultimate successes in our life that we really measure that are important to us. You know, I think of it in terms of miles and moments. We have miles in life. We go many miles, not only physical distance, but just in our minds, our hearts, decisions. You look back over the years of your life. I look back over the years of mine. I think, boy, I've been through a lot of miles. But it's all the moments that really make the difference to add up to those miles. And so the teaching this month, I really prayed about it and bringing you all a lesson called Moments Matter. How to really leverage and use moments to change your life, or in this case, to change your marriage. Members, it's coming your way here this month. Watch for it every month about this time. You receive automatically to your email my teaching from Intentional Living, both audio and video, plus a bonus teaching. And for new members, those of you joining us with Intentional Living today, we'll make sure that you receive the teaching as well. Plus, we have something extra special. It's an added bonus. It's a download of the 101 things you can do to build lasting relationships. Isn't that what we want? Relationships that last and matter. And this is a way of saying thank you for your support. Can I just ask you, we've been running a little bit behind where we need to be at this point in the month. And so your gift really does make a difference. We're listener supported, allows us to continue the mission. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com, click on the donate button. That's theintentionallife.com. And on behalf of our entire team, thank you for your support for Intentional Living, and I'll see you next time.